about sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Toe Diggs.
As the baby Tony.
That man. Boom. Right there. Whoa. Is that a... Hold on. Bubblegum Pino. He's Canadian stage. He's a beard of water wide.
Today, Tony.
Is that a...
Yeah, what do you
is that
got?
A button up there? Well, you look like a floating head first and foremost. There it is. Oh, fucking.
Hell yeah. Sunday best.
Fucking
little,
madness
tight
is.
On the next. Fucking March Madness Friday. Dress your best. St. Patty's Day. Come on.
March Madness Friday. Happy St. Patty's Day.
Here we go, boys. Good theme vibes.
What's the theme of the day, Brucey Bruce? What's going on, dude?
What's going on, dude? What is the theme of the day?
Green. Making money.
Oh, I was going to say underdogs.
Talk to you about that in a second.
All right.
Otter, how are we?
We're doing good. We're in the green last night, Tony. We're all the way fucking back.
Hell yeah. Last night, man, here, to your point, favorites, 8-8 ATS yesterday, 11-5 straight up were favorites. Unders. In the tournament so far, 13-7, first half unders yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
We're 10-5-1. Here's a fun one that I found. Teams that led at the half, okay?
Go on.
They played good in the first half. They continued to play good in the second half. They were 13-6-1 against the spread in the second half. Something I don't know if that trend's going to continue today, but I figured I'd give it to you.
So stop watching. Just turn off your TV.
Fucking turn off the TV. obviously, Princeton, the ninth team to win a tournament game when they were dogs of 15.
I love that Arizona team, man. Fuck.
I had Arizona losing to Utah State. Both of those teams lost, so it's a wash. Furman, it was always Virginia. If Virginia's potentially getting upset in the first round, they're going to be upset in the first round.
Done with it. Done with Virginia.
Remember
this a year from now. Just don't even think about betting Virginia in the tournament.
Can't do it. Raging Cajuns fucking gave Tennessee a good fight. They covered. Congrats on that one for you, Brucey Bruce.
Thanks.
Bruce?
Penn State.
Wow.
Blew out A&M, and them boys can light it up.
Yep.
Them boys can absolutely lighten up. Auburn just took care of business against Iowa. Duke.
I mean, the fuck, dude?
Duke took care of business.
Duke looked awesome.
Against Oral Roberts.
Iowa had so many wide open threes, couldn't hit a damn thing.
Ty said that could happen. Texas took care of business against Colgate.
Colgate was my worst bet of the day. Howard was bad.
Howard was close.
A&M. I was on A&M with you. A&M
was bad. Colgate, though, I was just...
A&M like, never got off the fucking mat, dude.
Yeah.
UCLA took care of business last night. Houston did not cover. Northwestern...
Houston really played down in that first half.
Yeah, Northwestern took out Boise. Mountain West did get one win. San Diego State held on.
We're on the board, boys.
They held on.
This takes one.
Congrats on your pick of the day, Arkansas.
Those boys can run, dude. Great
there pick. Was a point where Illinois came back to tie it, and then Arkansas went on another run.
They're athletes. They just got no fucking shooters. Their best shooter's out.
Texas A&M CC. Did anyone Hell see the guy fucking calling for the ball to cover?
That guy pulled up like it was fucking.
Like there was no time
left.
Like,
ball and he was like, this, for the and win. Then he stopped. And I was like, okay, he's not going to shoot. Then he went again. He's like, this is my time.
Brucey's boy, Brandon Miller, had no points.
Yeah, the 20 plus. That was actually the worst bet of the day by a wide margin. 0 points for Brandon Miller. Them still dropping 96. I mean,. Wow, formidable beast.
Yeah, that is absurd.
All right, let's get into today. Easy, everybody. Easy. Let's get into today. We got fucking 16 more today. We're also going to do Saturday as well.
Yes.
Everyone good with that? I like Saturdays late.
I do like Saturdays.
Starting off today, we talked about a little afternoon, but we'll probably have a new audience this morning before the tournament. We're going to cover all today, all tomorrow. Maybe some we'll just close the show out with footy or NBA, anything.
Yeah, I'll just quickly run through the footy.
USC and Michigan State. USC is 6-4 in their last 10. Michigan State's 5-5 in their last 10. Both teams are 2-5 ATS versus teams with a winning record. So neither team coming in great as far as form is concerned. I have, when I looked at the stats, I used KenPom to look at the stats. I have Michigan State having the advantage on offense and defense, Michigan State particularly from three. So is it my most confident pick of the day? No, but I'm going to lean slash give me three quarters of a unit on fucking Michigan State money line.
Northwestern won, Penn State won. That's a good sign for the Big
Maryland,
Ten.
Don't forget Maryland.
Maryland as well. Give me Michigan State on the money line.
Anything from that game on you for you boys?
Hey, I mean, it's St. Patrick's Day. Okay. Go Green.
That's how Mitt's betting today.
I'm on the Trojans. The Spartans are just 2-7 at the spread in their last nine away from home.
Yeah,
that was the swing for me.
I will say this, the Trojans. Now, it's a completely different Trojan team. They have been a good tournament team over the last couple years now. They had a lot of... Welcome to the program, Michigan State alum.
Here we go, Fox.
Hoyer jersey, Evan Fox.
Lucky number 7, Hoyer jersey, one of the greatest quarterbacks at Michigan State of all time and one of the greatest NFL quarterbacks of all time. It's actually my lucky shirt today. This is fucking January, February, Izzo time. Let's go. I assume you guys already covered Michigan State.
We just did it because it was first game of the day.
And I assume we are fucking Team Ryan!
Everyone but...
the scumbag fake Michigan fan that thinks for some reason is a Michigan fan, but he's not. But that's okay. We don't want you anyway, Bruce.
Can't read.
All right?
We can't write.
Here's what I'll say about your team today. We can't go cold from three, okay?
Exactly. Can't go cold. This is not a normal Tom Izzo team. Normally, we don't rely on the three. Normally, we're really balanced, have really good big guys, have the whole thing. This year, I'll be honest, I don't trust this team because we rely on the three, so we got to get hot, to your point, Tony. Good research. So this is what I'm going to do, because this is what Michigan State teams do every single year. They're going to start out slow, all right? So you take this one. This is a flyer. It's a big bet. Can't wait. So
excited.
Don't go crazy on it, but I feel pretty good about it. So slow start. USC is going to win that first half. They're a good ball club. Second half, we come back. We win the game. Take Michigan State. There's a bet. Plus 550. USC wins the first. Michigan State wins the second. And we win a lot of money.
Thank you, Foxy. Yep, I appreciate that.
You got it. Let's go, boys.
To that point, Michigan State is number 4 in the country as far as three-point percentage. Mm-hmm. USC is 135th in defending the three. They're number 2 in defending the two. But that's why we need Michigan State to succeed from three today.
We'll be hucking threes. I love it. Thank you, guys.
Good luck, Foxy.
Baby.
Little late flicker there from 1.5 back to 2.5.
Yes, true. Very, very good call. I don't want to say good matchup here, but maybe a potential good game here. 12:40, Kennesaw State and Xavier. Kennesaw's 8-2 in their last 10. Xavier's 6-4 in their last 10. Kennesaw's 4-1 ATS in their last 5 and 4-0 ATS versus teams with a winning record. Xavier 8-2 ATS in the last 10. So trends-wise, both good coming in. I have both offenses having the advantage in this one, so I am going to stay away. Yeah,
they both average like 20 threes a game, right?
Yeah, they're both. Yeah, they can light it up. So stay away from me. Anybody else?
Yeah, I got nothing on this one.
I'm taking Kennesaw State. I just love a great offense underdog.
I don't mind that.
I do think over pace it could maybe get out of hand, but hoping those three-pointers fall for the lads.
Yeah, when I say like both offense have the advantage, I would normally like if both teams have the advantage or both. If a team has both the advantage of offense and defense, I'll take that team.
I mean, you see it in the total.
I'm taking the dog. As far as what you said, Kennesaw is 33rd in the nation at three-point percentage. Xavier is 3rd in the nation at three-point percentage. Xavier is 282nd in defending the three. Kennesaw 234 in defending the three. So we could see a lot of threes in this ball game.
And if Kennesaw is clanking them, it's over.
Very much so. Kind of like Furman was in the first half yesterday, but Virginia's not a team that scores to run away.
Yes.
So they let them back in it. UCSB and Baylor. UCSB 7-3 in their last 10. Baylor 6-4 in their last 10. UCSB 19-7-1 ATS on the season. Pretty good. Baylor, I'm taking UCSB here, and I'm going to tell you why. Baylor has the 314th ranked 2-point defense. That's not very good. UCSB is 24th from 2 on offense, so there's my matchup there to take the dog and why I'm taking the dog. Now, on the other side, I do have to say Baylor, Baylor could shoot well from three, and UCSB does not have a great three-point defense. So that's a worry. But like I said before, UCSB's got an advantage somewhere, so I can take the dog here. And that's how I feel good about it. Baylor's not like one of those teams that has a bunch of like height as far as like a power.
Oh, they haven't been playing that well this year, but yeah, I'm out on this one. So
anyone on this one?
I too am taking UC Santa Barbara. Complete opposite of the Kennesaw State game, where I'm pretty sure UC Santa Barbara plays like the slowest pace and basically bleeds down that shot clock every possession. So I think that figures well against Baylor, who like you said, struggles with the two-point defense.
Yeah, 314th. UCSB is 311th in pace.
If I can just make a live one here, what's the first half under for that game?
First half under, I'd have to pull it up for you. 141 is the total for the game, so somewhere like 68, 70, somewhere.
Yeah, okay, there. I'm definitely going to take minus anything under 65.
First half unders did well yesterday. VCU and St. Mary's, interesting one. VCU 9-1 in their last 10. St. Mary's 7-3 in their last 10. VCU's on a 4-0 ATS run. St. Mary's is on a 1-5 ATS run versus teams with a winning record. But I like the matchup for St. Mary's, so I'm going to stay away.
I like VCU getting 4.5. Covered 4 straight neutral sites, 7 of 8 overall. I think they could get St. Mary's here. I love VCU.
Anyone on that one?
Yeah, to me, this game's all about the front court pressure from VCU's big physical guards. I think they'll be able to create some chaos and cover the 4.5.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely throw a couple VCU plus 152 okay. money lines and some parlays today.
I like it. I like it. I like it, boys. Moving. Hey, good program so far. 245, Vermont and Marquette, 11.5, 10.5 is going right now. Vermont is on a 10-0
get the run. Fuck out of here, dude.
Marquette
goes down in the first round, I'll be in jail.
Marquette is on a 9-1 run. Vermont 5-0 ATS. Here's why I'm taking Vermont and the points. I am. Vermont, they score most of their points from three. Marquette is 258th in defending the three. Now, Marquette has a ginormous advantage on offense as well. This is another one where both teams have an advantage on offense. And this is another one where both teams have an advantage on offense. And I'm going to take the dog, Vermont, plus the 10.5.
Fair play. I got nothing here.
I, too, am on the Catamounts. Shaka Smart, 0-4 at the spread.
Shaka!
Fuck out of here, dude.
Oh, 0-4, last four at the spread in the
tournament. I know. We were fucking boots on the ground to watch Texas get knocked out by Abilene Christian.
Oh, man. Like you said, Tony, the Catamounts are an absolute dynasty in conference.
They are.
I like them to hang tough today for sure.
I mean, this is absolutely bullshit. The best uniformed team in the entire tournament, and you guys are slandering them. Okay. I bought Marquette to minus 10.
I fucking love my D-Wade Marquette jersey.
Yeah, dude, and my fucking Jimmy Butler one. They're fucking sweet. They're the best tarps.
All right, great tarps. I got a four-star.
Flash drive.
Pitt versus Iowa State. Iowa State minus 4.5. Pitt 6-4 in their last 10. It's all right. Iowa State 3-7 in their last 10. Pitt 22-7 ATS this season. Very, very good. Iowa State is on a 4-11 ATS run. And I have Pitt having the advantages on offense and defense, especially if Federico plays. They're 6'11 sophomore. This is just basically fading an Iowa State team that has been horrendous. Yep. Versus a Pitt team that's already got a game under their belt. Maybe the time off did something for Iowa State, but I'm going to take Pitt plus 4.5 here.
Yeah, I like Pitt plus 4.5 too, so I think they could win this thing.
Yep, me three. You guys kind of talked me into this one, but it just comes down to the fact that we don't know if Iowa State's any good.
Yeah.
I think their only two wins over the last 7 are over Baylor, and they pose some matchup problems for the Bears.
And Baylor's not hot either, yeah.
So yeah, I'm on Pitt as well, plus 4.5.
Okay.
Gets a little chalky for me after this.
That's
little,
all right.
Little chalky zone
here. That's all right. NC State and Creighton. NC State 5-5 last 10. Creighton 6-4 last 10. Creighton's 0-4 in their last 4 versus teams with a winning record. I don't like either team. I'm going to stay away.
Yeah, I'm out.
I've Creighton moneyline in the parlay, but I wouldn't be shocked to see him go down to NC State either.
No. 4:30, Iona and UConn. Good one here. Patino and the Gales 10
Patino's
and
last ride
in their last 10. UConn 8-2 in their last 10. Iona's on a 10-3 ATS run. UConn's on a 5-1 ATS run. I have both defenses having the advantage here. You know what I do when that happens? Give me the under 140 and a half living in the land down under.
Fair play. I got nothing.
I got a. In case you missed it, I have a massive future.
I see MYI
on UConn and Duke, so that UConn is my main side here.
Tell you what, Dukey looked real good yesterday.
Duke looked great. Loved it.
Paterno's a legend. I gotta take him on his last ride. Yeah. Plus 9.5.
Fucking okay, Paterno. Mitts on Paterno. Paterno on Penn State today.
Duke passed the eye test too. They just look. Yeah.
I mean, they're a team that's getting hot at the right time.
Only Bama looked better.
Fairley is going against Purdue 23.5. Here's what I'll say: Purdue is 1-5 ATS in the last six, so they're not coming in their greatest. Even though they did win the Big Ten tournament, spread wise, they're not coming in the greatest. Mitt, I believe, brought this up yesterday, and I fact checked him because you got to fact check Mitt every once in a while. That's fair. Fairley's tallest player is 6'6". Edie is 7'4".
Yeah.
If you do the math there, that is a 10-inch advantage for Edie. Yeah.
You can get some funny 6'6 chirps in, like, hey, man, how's the weather up there?
For sure. You know? Yeah. Yeah, you can. Crack
a couple funnies.
Yeah,
that's good, Bruce.
Any more, Bruce?
Good rattle him. Good rattle.
Any more of those, Bruce? Or?
What's up, Tower? You know,
yeah, some of those. Those are... I think that's gonna do well. That's good, man.
Thanks.
So look for, if I was Purdue, I would just throw it into Edie every fucking time.
Yep. And I mean, if I was Fairleigh Dickinson, I would just try to come up with funny jokes about him being tall.
Hopefully they fucking listen to this and take some of the ones that you've had already.
Yep.
Because those are winners. Providence in Kentucky. Besides Iowa State, they're the only other team under 500 coming in the tournament in their last 10. They're 4-6 in their last 10. Kentucky 6-4 in their last 10. Providence 1-4 ATS their last 5. Kentucky 4-0 ATS versus winning teams in their last 4, and 5-2 ATS in their last 7. This is my forced pick of the day. Ooh. Yeah, I'm just forcing. I feel like I'm forcing this one. Give me Kentucky. I got a 3.5 earlier in the week. It's a 4.5 now. I say that because I'm not super confident in it.
Yeah, I don't love the points there, Tony, so I'm throwing it in a moneyline parlay with Indiana because I don't love laying 4.5 with Indiana against that Kent State team either.
Yep, there's always a way to do that.
I'm with you, Gump. I got Kentucky moneyline as a parlay piece, but I do have serious concerns against the spread there. 0-5 at the spread on neutral courts this season and 2-12 on neutrals over the last 3 years.
Well, that makes total sense because I took a minus 4.5 Kentucky. Because I'm a mark. So okay. That's what I
did. Yeah, I didn't feel good. I don't feel good about that one.
Not me either. But you got to think Calipari grinds it out, right?
Potential game of the day. Drake.
There we go.
Miami. 2.5 right now is the total. Or sorry, spread. Drake's 9-1 in their last 10. Miami's 8-2 in their last 10. Drake's 9-1, also ATS in their last 10, and 5-1 versus teams with a winning record. Miami 0-4 ATS run. I actually like the Drake matchup. Potential injury news for Miami, but he was in shoot around. I'm going to go Drake.
If he's in, that changes everything because I don't think Drake can match up with size with him. They hung around with Duke, who might be the hottest team going without him till the very end.
True.
I think Miami wins this thing. Give me Miami on the money line.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no value really on the Drake side. I mean, you're getting the ACC regular season champion at minus 130. That's pretty crazy against Drake. But like you said, Tony, the whole 8-1 at the spread run for Drake combined with Miami 0-4 last 4 at the spread. I'm on Drake. I also have a Drake to the Sweet 16
Hell
ticket.
Yeah.
Charleston was the other Sweet 16 ticket, so one left.
That one's dead. 7:35 tonight. GCU goes against Gonzaga 15.5. Grand Canyon 9-1 in their last 10. Gonzaga also 9-1 in their last 10. Big time difference against the spread though. GCU's 5-1 ATS in the last 6 and 4-0 ATS versus teams with a winning record. By the way, if you Why do I keep throwing that out? Because all the teams in the tournament have winning records. They're all good teams. So I want to know how teams do against
Grand Canyon. Also just got their shoes and jerseys this morning.
They did. They did. Fucking
what?
Grit. So yeah.
These boys have something to play
it
for.
Went. Shit went to the wrong place. Denver.
They got. So their coach is brothers with Baylor's coach. So they got all of Baylor's gear and shoes to do run around in before their stuff got there.
Oh, good guy. All right, let's go. I'm throwing a flyer on fucking Grand Canyon plus 8.
Do you know who GCU's coach is?
No, and I don't really care.
Famously hit a game winner, Bryce Drew, in the tournament.
let's go. 890. This is going to shock
me. So Zags are also 4-1 ATS the last five, but they are 7-18-3 during that run versus teams with a winning record. Zags have the 249th ranked three-point defense, GCU 23rd in scoring from three in the country. Zags have a great offense. GCU's defense is actually pretty good. I will take GCU plus a 15.5. Wouldn't be shocked if they won this one either.
Yes.
Damn. Yeah.
Let's go.
I didn't take it. I have the Zags. Hey.
I took it. Flyer 890.
Anyone else? Just this game.
I'm out.
I too am on Grand Canyon.
Hell yeah.
Yes. Right. Come on, Guppy.
No, not doing that.
FAU and Memphis, 1.5. Man, these teams pretty evenly matched. FAU 9-1 the last 10, Memphis 8-2 in their last 10. FAU 10-3 ATS versus teams with a winning record. Memphis is 4-1 ATS and versus teams with a winning record. I like both of these teams. I have I'm not betting this game. I have FAU in the bracket, and I think FAU matches up well going forward. I hope FAU wins, but I'm staying away.
I like Memphis, man. Just fucking knocked off Houston. True. I think peaking at the right time. I got Memphis on the money line.
Okay. Anybody back room? Nope.
I mean, they've basically only lost to Houston, it feels like.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm kind of low on Houston, so I'll be low on Memphis as well. Give me Florida.
Oh, you're betting them?
Yeah.
Okay. 940, Montana State and K-State. I was originally on Montana State earlier in the week. They're 9-1 in their last 10. K-State's 5-5 in their last 10. Montana State's 4-0 ATS versus teams with a winning record and in their last four. K-State 14-5 ATS versus winning teams in their last 19. I'm just going to stay away. I had Montana State earlier in the week, but I dropped off.
Yeah, I got nothing on this game, Tone.
Yeah, me too. It just feels like a foul to cover for Kansas State situation.
Yeah. Kent State and Indiana. Trends go with Kent. Matchup goes with Indiana. I stay away.
I think I mean, I don't love the spread, but I really do think Indiana makes a run in this tournament, though.
Okay.
I do too. They're just the quality here. I mean, like, unless they lay an egg, they should cover the 4.5.
Okay. Yeah.
They're a team like Purdue, though. Purdue gets in trouble, they know to go to Edie. Indiana gets in trouble, they know to go to Jackson.
Yeah. Who's very good.
I think IU supporting cast is honestly better.
Well, yes.
So, I'm taking IU on the money line in a bunch of parlays. Okay. I just like it. Minus 195. I'm not going to lay that. I'm not laying the points either.
Last game of the night, 10:05, Arizona State and TCU.
Live puppy.
It is a live pup. I didn't want to pick a side. I'll take the under 142.5 year. Jamie Dixon in the tournament slows that motherfucker down.
Horned Frogs covered 3 of 11. Arizona State plus 5.5, and I'll take Arizona State on the money line as well.
What?
Let's see. The money line's plus 176. I'll probably lay the 5.5 with Arizona State.
Okay.
I backed off here just because Arizona State played so well that it just makes me nervous.
That's who they are. Yeah. That's who they are.
All right,
I believe you.
They're just that good.
Let's do Saturday real quick. First game, 12-10, is Furman and San Diego State. I actually think San Diego State has the matchup edge here, and they have fine form. Furman has good form too, but I'm going to lay it with San Diego State.
I'm throwing them in a money line parlay with Missouri at plus 105.
Okay. Anything else for you boys on this first game of the day?
I mean, I leaned Furman. You guys just kind of talked me out of it, so I guess no play.
Duke 2.5 versus Tennessee. Duke 10-0 in their last 10. Duke 5-0 ATS in their last 5. Tennessee's 4-9 ATS last 13 and 1-6 ATS last 7 versus winning with a winning record. Both defenses have the slight advantage, but it has to be Duke money line here.
Yep.
Yeah, love Duke money line.
Yeah, I'm a giant, Mark. Give me Duke.
Arkansas and Kansas. Arkansas, big win yesterday. 4-6 in their last 10. So Kansas 8-2 in their last 10. 6-2 ATS versus teams with a winning record. 3.5 seemed like a sneaky number to me. I'm going to go with the under in that one, 143.5.
Yeah, I don't love that number. I thought Arkansas would be getting a lot more. I'm curious to see if Bill sells back. If Bill sells back, I think Kansas money line is in play. But I like both these teams, man. I hate that they're playing this early.
Yeah. Anything from on that one, Kansas?
It's a tricky one. I mean, I don't know if Muscle Man can grind one out. I think I lean to parlaying Duke and Kansas money lines.
I don't hate that. I
love that right there.
Princeton and Mizzou, 6.5. Both offenses have the advantage in this one, Princeton and Mizzou. Princeton has the better defense statistically. And that happens, and they both have good ATS runs. They're both good coming into tournament in this form. Give me the 6.5 with Princeton, I think.
Fair play. Yeah, I just got Missouri money line with San Diego State.
Okay.
You don't know which one it is, but one of Furman and Princeton is going to cover.
Yeah, one of them is probably going to win outright.
Well said. One of them probably going to win.
Yeah.
Auburn and Houston screams under to me.
I love Auburn getting 5.5. I don't like what I'm seeing from these Houston boys. I think they're vulnerable to get got here.
Yeah, I'm right. I'm right next to you, Gumpy. I do not like. Just that first half alone was so gross that I think you can throw Houston on the fade train. I'm on Auburn +5.5 as well.
Okay,
let's go. I'm on Auburn.
Okay, the 7:45 game. Love both teams. It's Penn State and Texas, and for that reason, I'll be staying away.
Yeah, I lean Penn State getting the points, but Texas looked very good last night. Actually, fuck it. Give me Penn State +5.5, but I think Texas wins the game.
Penn State has the advantage from three, and that's where they score a lot of their points. But Texas also has the advantage from two, where they score most of their points. I'm just staying away.
Yep, I'm at the point where Penn State, where you got to open your eyes and tip your cap and give it to them. They are who they are. I'm on Penn State +5.5.
Northwestern and UCLA. UCLA looked like a wagon yesterday. I'm going to defense's advantage here. I'm going to go under the low total of 127.5.
I'm throwing UCLA and Bam in a money line parlay -150.
I don't hate that.
That's smart.
Yeah. I love that.
I don't want to lay the points at 8.5 with Bama too, dude.
Yeah.
I don't want to lay
Maryland
that.
Maryland and Bama the last game of the day. I got nothing for.
Yeah, 8.5. I don't love that.
All right. We just went through today and tomorrow. All games. Fucking 24 of them.
Holy good shit.
Good stuff. We'll finish this show right now with, I'll be honest, I was handicapping basketball all morning. I didn't do NHL or NBA. Anybody have any of those?
I got Lakers and Celtics money line parlay +130.
Okay.
And then NHL, give me the Canes at plus money line in Toronto.
Okay.
I got Golden State. I'm going against my trend here. I'm going Golden State +4 in Atlanta. I hate Atlanta. I'm going Boston -4.5 into Portland. I just think that's a pretty low number. And then I'm taking Anthony Davis over 27.5 points. He didn't play last game and they lost against fucking Houston. So hopefully he comes out and balls out. It's kind of been his MO this year to either get hurt or just not play and then come and drop 35.
Anything for you, Brucey Bruce?
I like the Hawks there and Murray's over. DeJounte Murray.
Yep. Tommy Fleetwood is your current leader.
Yes. Call me.
7 under.
Sorry. He just dropped a 6 me. Under. Adam Schenk is your current leader, but Tommy Fleetwood is probably your.
Yep, I'm staring at my Jordan Spieth cash out, just wanting it to bet on March Madness.
What's the
wind
going to do this afternoon?
I don't know. The weather looks swell.
Okay. Nice. Okay.
Oh, no.
It might be windy as shit. That doesn't really come through on the Twitter clips, but it looks fucking sunny.
Let me see here.
I was told
weather would be shit.
Fucking sunny. No,
we were told wind. Let me see the wind for today. Yeah, 14 with gusts up into the 20s. I mean, that's Florida right now. Footy this weekend.
Saturday Spurs money line, Wolfsburg draw no bet, AC Milan money line. Lil money line, MLS I like.
Sounders
draw no bet. Toronto FC money line, Philly draw no bet, Revs draw no bet, Orlando money line.
What was that first MLS one? Because I yelled yes over top of it.
Sorry about that. Sounders draw no bet.
Okay.
St. Louis money line, Cincy draw no bet, and then Sunday I like Napoli money line, Lazio draw no bet, Villarreal draw no bet, Union Berlin draw no bet, Freiburg double chance, Monaco money line, and Marseille draw no bet.
Okay, we good? Hell yeah. We good?
That's all we got. Emptied it all.
Fucking emptied it all. Just looking if I wanted to do a money line parlay today. Who would be? I think I'm going to save the money line parlay for tomorrow. That feels like a good day to do money.
Yeah, I would even, if you can get a put one together, hold on. Bama, UCLA, Missouri, San Diego State, money line parlay is plus 220.
Yeah, see, I might do a San Diego State, Duke.
That Missouri worries me for some reason.
Kansas.
I feel like Missouri or San Diego State could get caught.
Yeah.
What is that? What is
one of the two?
Kansas. Get out of my face, pop up. Kansas, Duke, and San Diego State. That is plus 541. Log that one in for me.
There we go.
All right. We'll be back on Monday to recap it all and preview the Sweet 16 because that's how the tournament works. We'll also be back. Golf next week, NHL next week, NBA next week, all the good stuff. We are close to first pitch as well.
Hell yeah.
Don't fucking throw that at me. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Down.